Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning in full swing for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single phase polling in Haryana. NIA conducts searches at multiple locations in Jammu in connection with terror attack on a bus earlier this year. World Tourism Day is being celebrated today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says tourism creates bonds of humanity and contributes to peace. Heavy rains disrupt normal life in Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Maharashtra. Shigeru Ishiba set to become next Prime Minister of Japan. And in cricket, second and final test between India and Bangladesh gets underway in Kanpur. Campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single phase polling in Haryana. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held for 40 assembly constituencies on Tuesday. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu tomorrow. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Ramgarh and Chum sectors today. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory tomorrow. Meanwhile, as per the Election Commission, Jammu and Kashmir recorded a voter turnout of 57.31% in the second phase of the assembly election. Voting for this phase was held on Wednesday. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a rally in Rewari today. He reiterated the BJP's commitment to reservation for backward classes. Mr. Shah will address a rally in Ladwa town of Kurukshetra district today. On the other hand, Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Hooda will hold a public meeting in Thanesar of Kurukshetra district this evening. Another party leader, Kumari Sailja, will also address public meetings in Goriwala of Dabwali and Kherpur village of Sirsa. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are also canvassing aggressively for their candidates. A team from the Election Commission of India led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar is in Maharashtra to hold discussions over the next 2 days with various stakeholders and review preparations for the upcoming Legislative Assembly polls. The team reached Mumbai last night. The Election Commission team will hold meetings with political parties, government officials, enforcement agencies and district collectors, among others. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches at multiple locations in the Rajouri and Riasi districts of Jammu Division as part of its investigation into the terror attack on a bus in June this year. The bus was carrying pilgrims returning from the Shiv Khodi temple in Riasi district when it was attacked by terrorists. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that multiple NIA teams have been conducting searches since this morning. India has condemned the act of vandalism at BAPS Sri Swaminarayan Mandir at Sacramento in California in the United States. The incident took place on the 24th of this month. The Consulate General of India at San Francisco has taken up the matter with local authorities to take immediate action against those responsible. The government today released the revised operational guidelines and training manual for all medical officers on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Health and Family Welfare Secretary Apurva Chandra said these guidelines and training modules are crucial for identifying individuals with NAFLD.
We have come out with the revised operational guidelines, also a training module for the medical officers at the primary health center level, and ASHA workers and community health officer, ANMs, etc. at the Ayushman Arogya Mandir sub-center level, so that they can identify NAFLD, bring those people to the PSC so that further treatment can happen.
Mr. Chandra said the government will constitute a committee to address NAFLD at the United Nations General Assembly next year. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Director and Chancellor of the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences, Dr. S.K. Sareen, said fatty liver disease has always been prevalent in the country, but people were not aware of it earlier. He listed out the common causes of fatty liver.
फैटी लिवर के कॉमन कॉज तो ओवरवेट, ओबेसिटी, थोड़ा जेनेटिक्स है, अल्कोहल तो है ही उसके साथ, कई बार ज्यादा ड्रग्स लॉन्ग टाइम तक लें तो भी हो सकता है कि उनको फैटी लिवर हो। अगर किसी आदमी के पहले से फैटी लिवर है और फिर वो अल्कोहल भी ले रहा है, डबल हिट है, वो अल्कोहल से परहेज करें, नहीं तो इंजरी जो है ना दुगनी तिगनी हो जाती है।
The department-related standing committees of the parliament have been constituted. Bhartruhari Mehtab of the BJP will head the panel on finance, while Shashi Tharoor of the Congress will chair the committee on external affairs. Former Union Minister Radha Mohan Singh will be the chairperson of the defence panel, and BJP Rajya Sabha MP Radha Mohan Das Agrawal will head the department related to home. NCP MP Sunil Tatkare will be heading the panel on petroleum and natural gas, and Shirang Appa Barne of Shiv Sena will chair the committee on energy. World Tourism Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on the 27th of September every year, highlighting the role of tourism in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is Tourism and Peace. The day also aims to foster a more sustainable and equitable tourism industry for future generations. Addressing an event to mark the day in New Delhi today, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "Tourism creates bonds of humanity which are much needed at the moment and contributes to peace." He noted that the entire world is yearning for peace at the present time.
The theme this year is very thoughtful and bears huge contemporaneous relevance, tourism and peace. The theme underlines something very deep. It is connect amongst human resource, connect amongst people, people to people contact that is conducive for harmony, that generates an ecosystem of exchange of ideas, and therefore, rightly so, tourism contributes massively to peace.
In his address, Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat announced that his ministry will soon release a master list dedicated to the all-round development of tourism in the country. Addressing the gathering, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said the aviation ecosystem serves as a reflection of the hospitality a country extends. On the occasion, Mr. Dhankar launched various initiatives of the Tourism Ministry. Several programs are being held in Uttar Pradesh on World Tourism Day. The Andhra Pradesh government has formed a 9-member special investigation team headed by IPS officer Sarva Shresth to investigate the adulteration of ghee used in the Laddu Prasadam of Tirumala Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over the Gujarat region, East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The Weather Department also forecast isolated to scattered light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan and West Uttar Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. Heavy rains have disrupted normal life in Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Maharashtra. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 5 persons have lost their lives in rain-related accidents. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a meeting of senior officials this morning and asked them to remain alert in view of the torrential rain since last night. Several districts of central, Purvanchal and Terai regions of the state are witnessing heavy rainfall since yesterday. Schools up to class 8 have been closed till tomorrow in many districts. The Meteorological Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rain in several parts of the state for the next 24 hours. In Bihar, the southwest monsoon has become active again, triggering incessant rainfall in the state. Several parts of the state are witnessing heavy rainfall. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for the entire north of Bihar for heavy rainfall over the next 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
Katihar, Araria, Madhepura, Shivhar and other districts are witnessing incessant rainfall over the past 2 days. A trough line of cyclonic circulation is passing through neighboring Jharkhand and West Bengal, which is creating favorable conditions for rainfall in the state. Water Resources Department has sounded an alert due to heavy rainfall in the catchment areas of Nepal originating rivers. Meanwhile, water level of Ganga and its tributaries are showing falling trends in different districts. It is expected that the situation will improve in flood-ravaged areas of Patna, Munger, Begusarai and other districts in couple of days. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Maharashtra, Mumbai has been experiencing heavy rains since morning. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain for Mumbai and its adjoining districts. Our correspondent has the details.
Mumbai and Mumbai suburban recorded 43 millimeters and 73.9 millimeters rainfall respectively in 24 hours till today morning. Waterlogging has been reported in the low-lying areas of Andheri, Sion, Kurla and Dadar. Traffic was affected on Eastern Freeway and Western Express Highway. Suburban train services are, however, running smoothly. Keeping in view the alert sounded by the IMD, the state government has made various precautionary arrangements. Two teams of NDRF have been stationed at Andheri. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In international news, Shigeru Ishiba is set to become the next Prime Minister of Japan after winning Liberal Democratic Party's leadership election today. The former defense minister emerged victorious with 215 votes in the contest against hardline nationalist Sanae Takaichi, who secured 194 votes. This was one of the most unpredictable leadership elections in decades, with a record 9 candidates vying for the position. 67-year-old Ishiba will assume office as the next Prime Minister once Parliament convenes next month. The push to replace current Prime Minister Fumio Kishida began in August, following his announcement to step down amid a series of scandals that drove the party's approval ratings to record lows. Israel has intensified its military operations against armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon. Health Ministry of Lebanon reports that nearly 700 people have lost their lives in Israeli strikes so far since it began on Monday. The Israeli military claims to be focusing on Hezbollah's military capacities and senior commanders, but the rising civilian death toll has sparked international concern. According to the International Organization for Migration, the conflict has forced over 2 lakh people to flee their homes in Lebanon. We have a report.
Top Israeli officials have issued stark warnings threatening to unleash destruction in Lebanon similar to that seen in Gaza if Hezbollah continues its attacks. These statements have heightened fears that the devastation witnessed in Gaza might be replicated in Lebanon, potentially broadening the conflict. In response to the crisis, diplomatic efforts are also underway. The United Kingdom Prime Minister met with Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati in the UN General Assembly, expressing condolences for the civilian losses, emphasizing the urgent need for a ceasefire and a negotiated solution. Meanwhile, the conflict has taken international dimensions. Norwegian police have issued a global search request for Rinsen Jos, a Norwegian Indian man allegedly connected to the sale of explosive electronic devices to Hezbollah. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In cricket, the second and final test between India and Bangladesh got underway in Kanpur today. Put into bat, Bangladesh were 107 for 3 in the post-lunch session on day 1 when the match was stopped due to poor light conditions. Earlier, India won the toss and chose to field first after intermittent rain and wet outfield delayed the toss. In the Macau Open Badminton, the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the semi-finals after defeating Taiwan Su Yin Hui and Wu Luo Yu. The Indian pair will next face another Taiwanese duo, Xie Pei Shan and Hung En Su, in the semi-final for tomorrow. Meanwhile, Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth lost to Hong Kong's Angus Nkalong in the men's singles quarter-final. And now before we end, the bulletin headlines once again. Campaigning in full swing for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. NRA conducts searches at multiple locations in Jammu in connection with terror attack on a bus earlier this year. World Tourism Day is being celebrated today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says tourism creates bonds of humanity and contributes to peace. Heavy rains disrupt normal life in Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Maharashtra. Shigeru Ishiba set to become next Prime Minister of Japan. And in cricket, second and final test between India and Bangladesh gets underway in Kanpur. And with that, we end the midday news.